That night, I had another dream. I was in the jungle, standing in a clearing. A full moon was rising. That massive black shape I had dreamed of the night before, it was a stone structure. As the moon rose higher, the shadows receded. I could see it clearly. It was a pyramid. But it wasn't like the Mayan ruins we see now, or the ones the jungle has reclaimed. This one was intact, and with the moon illuminating the stones, it was untouched, pristine, as though it were built yesterday. And then, I heard that voice.
You.
But it wasn't accusing, it was tempting.
You. Come. Enter me.
No. I started up the steps, but they just seemed to go up and up forever.
Did you get to the top?
No. Some damn bird woke me up.
Oh, no.
I think it was a mourning dove with a megaphone.
Good morning, Jack. Hey, Friedrich, come on up.
You better hang on to your coffee.
I think we better hang on to the tree.
You know, this country has pyramids sticking up all over the place.
Yeah, but none that looked like they were built last night.
Here we are once again.
Yeah.
You want a cappy?
Yeah, cappuccino, yes.
I'll get
Danke.
It.
Tell Friedrich your dream.
Well, I saw a pyramid. It may have been a temple. And I heard that voice say, enter me.
And what do you think that meant?
I assumed it meant enter the temple.
Right.
Why? Well, what else could it mean?
We leave that to Sigmund Freud.
Or fabulous, furry, freaky friends are back.
Have you ever sat and watched them? They love to eat and leaves and nuts and flowers on certain favorite trees. They can reach out with their hands or their feet or even their prehensile tail. If we had their five appendages, just think of all the things we could grasp at once.
Here's your cappy, Captain.
Danke.
Oh, that was fast.
They felt Friedrich shaking their tree, and they figured that's what he was here for.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
That'll do it.
Good.
So, what is on your agenda today?
I thought I'd go fishing.
Really? Do you mean tarpon?
You're going to take on those 100-pound fishies?
I thought I'd start with something smaller, like a minnow.
You can catch those with a net.
Yeah, but where's the sport?
There's a size limit, Jack.
Yeah, like for grouper, it's 30 inches.
Man, that's some minnow.
Aren't there any mini minnows?
Hey, what's that you're drawing?
Just doodling.
Well, come on, show me.
It's my dream.
Come on, move your hand. I want to see.
I was just sketching the pyramid.
It's got a lot of detail in there.
Yeah. Do you think it's real? Like, really out there somewhere?
I don't know. How many Mayan pyramids are in Belize?
They believe there are hundreds in the jungles that have never been discovered.
Show it to Jake.
Yeah. Jake knows a lot about pyramids.
Where will I find him?
Well, if he's not at the marina, try Harry's cozy cabana.
Yeah, here's my sketch.
So you saw this in a dream?
Yeah. I realize Mayan ruins don't look like they were built yesterday. But Friedrich, Linz, and Mojo, they all said you knew more about the pyramids around here than anyone.
Well, the Mayans started building pyramids 500 years before Christ. It was an incredible culture. Their temples rivaled the Acropolis. What's this?
At the top of the pyramid? You know, I don't know. It was some sort of a dark, menacing shape.
So you had this dream before?
Yeah, two nights in a row.
Well, if you have it again, try to see what that is. It may be some kind of animal.
What kind of animal?
Well, sometimes they'd put guardians on the top of their temples.
What kind of guardians?
No, really. If you have that dream again, see what's up there.
You seem to know.
Well, I don't want to put images into your head.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Well, don't you want to charter my boat?
Not today.
Tomorrow?
Maybe.
The tarpon are running.
You know, I was thinking of fishing for something more like bonefish.
Well, do you have a fly rod?
No.
I do. So, sometime this week?
Definitely.
Right on.
I wonder, what the hell are bonefish?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's gonna rain again. I love when it rains in the tropics. Brings out the little froggies. Yep, starting to get darker. Well, no suntan today. And so the rain came down. It was gentle. Flowers loved it. So did the frogs. Though the birds didn't have much to say, except for an occasional wet tweet. I was sitting out on the screen porch when something caught my eye. It was getting toward evening, so I wasn't sure what it was. At first, I thought someone was standing out there in the rain. And then I realized it was a tree. There are some oddly shaped trees around here. When I stood up, it wasn't there. So, what did I see?
Well, sometimes these things happen.
You mean a tree is there and then it isn't?
Well, our minds play tricks on us. And sometimes we play tricks on other minds.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we assume we didn't see what we saw. But sometimes we did. We want to believe that we didn't.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Garçon, Bellican, please. I remember what the Marquis of Corumba said to me once. You can see all kinds of things from the corners of your eyes.
And that's where the spooks lurk, in the corners.
You talking to me? Do not call me Garçon. Here you go.
Do you prefer, oh, mademoiselle?
Would you like your Bellican down your back, Jack?
I was just practicing my Euro trash.
Is that a language?
That's an attitude.
You know where you can stuff your Euro trash?
Oh, are we having a bad day today?
You're asking for it.
Jack saw a tree looking at him.
What?
I think it was just curious.
Hey, Garçon!
See where you started? Oh, I'll deal with you later.
Oui. Better stay out of her gun sights tonight.
Yeah. Here comes Freddy. It's a busy night.
Yes. A little too rowdy, too.
Yeah, I noticed.
Jake said you are going bone fishing.
You know, it was the only fish I could think of.
I would like to join you.
Bone fishing?
What the heck are bonefish, anyway?
The bonefish are known as phantom or gray ghost. Because pound for pound, they are the strongest and fastest moving animal of any saltwater fish.
Good eating, though, right?
No, not at all.
Then why bother?
For the sport.
Catch and release.
That sounds like some of my relationships.
So when are we going fishing?
You mean, when am I going to get it over with?
Jack's a real sportsman.
Okay, tomorrow.
No, not good.
Oh, too bad.
Day after tomorrow. I will arrange with Jake.
Oh, well.
Hey, man. Fishing is a lot of fun.
How big is a bonefish?
They get up to 20 pounds.
That's a lot of fish.
They can pull you right out of the boat.
So I'll bring a bathing suit.
Are you going to be tickling Tiffany tonight?
You know, Mojo, I have the uneasy feeling that I'm about to open a door that I won't be able to close.
Spooks of the night.
Who knows? But it's not my crystal, so what the hell?
That's the spirit.
So you're coming by to spend time with Tiffany tonight?
No.
You're abandoning me?
Well, we figured you need a little time alone together.
We?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess I have a date.
You're not eating?
I lost my appetite.
You gotta keep your strength up for those big bonefish.
Do they have teeth?
Not in the conventional sense.
And that means?
They have granular, crushing teeth on their tongue and jaw and in their throat. That's how they grind up their prey.
That sounds like a couple of my relationships, too.
See you up in a tree for coffee.
I sure hope so. When I was walking back to my cottage, I had the feeling I was being watched all the way. And then I had to walk past the cemetery. Not that that would bother me, but things are so poorly lit here at night. The shadows seem to be conjuring all kinds of strange, grotesque shapes. By the time I got to my cottage, I was really in the perfect mood to sit down, put on the headset, and listen for a sound that was super creepy. But I did, anyway. As soon as I touched the cat whisker to Tiffany Blue, I almost jumped. I swear I saw a spark. She was waiting for me. I was being accused of something. And then I heard the music, that flute again. But now it was so clear, crystal clear, and sad, too. Or at least it felt that way.
Why you?
What?
Why now?
Could she hear me? I felt silly talking to a crystal. I hear your voice. I want to know, who are you?
No one.
Well then, we have a lot in common. Sometimes I'm no one, too. If I disturbed you, will you forgive me?
Nothing is unforgivable.
And that was it. That's all she said.
Nothing is unforgivable? That's kind of compassionate, don't you think?
I'm not so sure about that.
Why, what happened?
Did you have another dream?
I did. But for that, I need another cappuccino.
I'll get it. And don't start without me.
So she could hear you?
It sure seemed that way.
Interesting.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, someone asked me what I assumed was a philosophical question. If a tree falls in a forest, no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? I thought that was the silliest thing I ever heard. We humans were so ego-centered, we had to be there for a sound to happen. Well, it turned out it's also a Zen koan.
Does it make a sound?
Not if there's no ears to hear it.
Yeah, most of what we know is perception. And sound is one of the ways we perceive the world.
Sound is a vibration transmitted to our senses through the mechanism of the ear and recognized as sound at our nerve centers.
So if there are no ears to hear, there's no sound.
Yeah, but what if a bunny is there leaning against a tree and the tree comes crashing down? Will it make a sound?
You mean the bunny or the tree?
Do bunnies make sounds?
Well, it depends on which way the tree falls.
I knew someone who used a rabbit's foot as a good luck charm.
Sure didn't work for the rabbit.
Mm-mm.
Here's your cappy, Jack.
How are you so fast?
When they see us coming, they make some spare.
That is terrific. The nice thing about cappuccino. It's good hot, it's good cold, and room temperature. Perfect.
All right. I want to hear your dream.
Well, it was similar to the first two dreams. It was at night. I was in a jungle. The moon was coming up. I was standing at the base of that incredible temple. You know, the pyramid I'd seen before. It was very high. The steps were so steep, they seemed to go straight up. And then I heard that voice again.
Come, enter me.
So I started to climb the steps. But it wasn't as though I were climbing. It was as if the steps were moving beneath me.
You mean like an ancient escalator?
Shh, quiet.
As I approached the peak of the pyramid, I could now make out that strange shape that I'd seen before. It was a stone sculpture of an animal. Perched upon the summit was a black jaguar. I thought it was alive, except it was so enormous. It was crouched there, as though it were looking down, watching everything. I wanted to touch it, but I didn't. I had the feeling it might be alive. I knew it was made of stone, but I felt it might be warm and breathing, not at all like cold stone.
Room temperature.
Oh, Joe, shut up.
I was standing at the top of the temple. Then I heard her voice.
Come here.
And then I saw her. I saw something. She was so misty, wispy. Her body kept changing. Sometimes I saw a woman, at least I think it was. And sometimes I saw an animal. Well, I don't know what it was. And then I woke up.
Is this the jaguar?
Yeah. I wanted to make a sketch before I forgot it.
Ooh-wee. I wouldn't forget that thing.
Will you show this to Jake?
I have a feeling he already knows what that is.
But why did my brother send me a stone that speaks to you and not to me?
Klaus knew Jack, and maybe he knew you'd meet him one day and this would happen.
But what did happen?
We don't know yet.
Well, I just don't want to keep having these damn dreams.
So let's go talk to Jake.
Oh, I want to go too.
No, time to go to work.
The boss has spoken.
It's okay. We'll let you know. So does my sketch make sense?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's the Temple of the Great Jaguar.
They believed it was a magical talisman that watched over the land and guarded the temple.
How many jaguar temples are there?
Well, that's hard to say. But I think I know where this one is. It's not easy to get to.
No roads.
Well, the only way is by boat.
By chartering a boat.
Listen, instead of going bone fishing tomorrow, why don't we go looking for pyramids?
Hey, I'm game.
So don't bring a rod and reel, just a machete.
That and camping gear.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, sun's out, so I think I'll go back to work.
On your suntan?
Yeah. Go for a swim, spend some quality time in my hammock. What about you?
I'm going to hit the shops and buy all the mosquito repellent they got.
That sounds good.
And some anti-itchy stuff, too.
Be prepared.
I'll see you later, Jungle Jack.